Order, order.
A claim by Labor's former Minister of Māori Affairs, Parakura Horomia, that National's tardy in its treaty settlements drew this response from the Chief Government Whip, Chris Tremaine.
Whakataka te hau ki te uru, whakataka te hau ki te tonga, kia mā kina kina ki uta, kia mā taratara ki tai, he hiaki ana te atākura, he tio, he huka, he hauhunga, tēnā koutou. Mr. Speaker, I started with that whakatauki in response to the Honourable Parakura's comments that there had been a slow number of settlements under this new government. The reason I used that whakatauki, because that whakatauki talks about a red-tipped dawn coming across the nation. A promise of a new day. And that, Mr. Chair, is what we are seeing under this government. Because while the Honourable Parakura Horomia sits over there and says that there have not been many settlements under the government, that is quite clearly incorrect. Under the Labor government, a mere 1.6 settlements per annum over 9 years. 1.6 settlements. Mr. Chair, under this government, we have achieved 10 settlements in just 2 short years. Now, look, I don't pretend to be any mathematician of any ilk, but I simply divide, Mr. Chair, 10 by 2 and come up with 5, right? And I know, perhaps I'm wrong there, but I'd suggest that 5 is actually quite a bit more than 1.6 settlements per year. So, Mr. Chair, on any count, we are well ahead of that government in terms of settlements. It's not about when they start, my friend, it's when they finish. You know? It's not about whether you set out to climb the Himalayas and reach Mount Everest, it's whether you climbed it, whether you knocked the bastard off. And actually, we are knocking those bastards off.
Chris Tremaine's language drew an immediate protest from the Labour benches.
Point of order, the Honourable Shane Jones.
Now, sir, the name, the term, bastard, I have a great deal of admiration for that man, given his fortitude for playing second place to Parikura's cousin Hekia. But Porirua, we don't use the word porirua on the marae, and we ought not to use bastard in the House, sir.
Assistant Speaker Rick Barker, chairing the committee stage of the Ngāti Apa North Island Claim Settlement Bill, weighed up the various interpretations of the word.
Well, could I just say to the member, I thought the word was used in the context of a very well-known quote from a famous New Zealand icon. And it's part of the New Zealand vernacular. It's also in a word about legitimacy or not, so it's not offensive in itself. And I didn't think that the member was using the word in an offensive manner. He was using it, I thought, in a colloquial manner, and I and the Chair certainly didn't take any particular offence.
Rick Barker invited Chris Tremaine to continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was certainly not meant in any manner that would offend. Certainly just to clearly clarify exactly what this side of the House is achieving in terms of settlements, because actually this side believes that settlements are an important part of moving this nation forward. And a bit like actually the way that the member across the other side of the House moved forward on Saturday of this week in the Iron Māori. And I should bring to the attention of the House actually the achievements of the Honourable Parakura Horomia, who took part in the Iron Māori in Ahuriri this week, which is actually a half marathon that the House should know. I'm not sure how many laps you did, Paddy, but when we're talking about settlements, it's probably... And taonga, I'm surprised you're not a taonga that's still left out on the race course, my friend. But anyway...
National Senior Whip Chris Tremaine speaking during the committee stage of the Ngāti Apa North Island Claim Settlement Bill, reported back to Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish by Mr. Barker.
Mr. Speaker, the committee has considered the Ngāti Apa North Island Claim Settlement Bill and reports it with amendment. Mr. Speaker, I move that the report be adopted.
The question is that the report be adopted. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. The bill is set down for third reading next sitting day.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.